state qualifying Indianola boys golfers who are?
Preston Bailey.
Jackson Buchanan.
Jackson Overton.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your thoughts going into qualifying. You knew you had a good shot going in, but obviously you got to perform at a pretty tough course, right?
Oh, yeah. The conditions out there were very scoreable, and as a team, I felt good, and we prepared well. So, I mean, I just had faith in the team, and we got it done.
I was proud of the other boys. They put a lot of work in. I struggled on the course yesterday, but I'll keep it going on Elmcrest.
It was good to see. I know a couple of guys have been playing well going in, and I wasn't super nervous with what we had done this year, but you still got to show up and play, so good to see that we did show up and play.
Well, something I talked with Coach about was peaking at this time. Do you feel like you guys have been able to do that?
Yeah, it was good to see that we shot our lowest score when it mattered. Lowest score all year in a moment like that was really important for us, so hopefully we can keep going to state.
Yeah, I was proud of the other boys. They've been keep peeking on. I'd like to peek at Elmcrest, but I'm just going to keep working, and then the rest of the boys have been peeking really well.
Yeah, with how the golf season works, nothing matters until postseason. So, I mean, it's really nice to see everybody's game shaping up in the postseason, because that's when the pressure comes in, and that's all that matters. None of the rest of the season really matters until now.
Well, after the meet is over, you realize, hey, we qualified for state. Not too much turnaround time. How did you want to immediately start preparing, or I guess what were some of the thoughts that went through your head?
Right away, I was just thinking get back out there, do the same thing in practice that we've been doing all season, and then also a little strategic game planning going on with how we're going to go to Elmcrest and what we're going to do out there.
Yeah, I agree with Overton. I mean, just same thing, same deal, same thing we've been doing all season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a good spot. We played good, and I think we've had individuals play good all season now. We just got to put it together at the right time.
What do you know about Elmcrest? And obviously, pretty tough course again. They never select the easy ones for state, but what do you know, and what's your strategy going in?
You're going to have to make birdies, because it's not an easy course, but there's definitely a lot of birdies on the course because they lost so many trees from the derecho. So we played a practice round a little over like a week and a half ago maybe, and it's scoreable, so you can throw down a number, and if you're gonna want to try and win it individually, you're going to have to play good 2 days. So
yeah, I agree with Preston. You just got to keep it in play, keep going, keep pushing. You can't give up on yourself, can't get mad. You got to keep just pushing.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a two-day tournament where you have to play good both days. You can't take a day off there, because there's definitely going to be teams that are going to put 2 days together, and we got to be one of those teams, and just very scoreable course. We got to get it done.
State qualifying and Indianola boys golfers who are?
I am Tyler Santee.
Graham Hilton.
William Nusson.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your strategy going in. How did you feel about the qualifying meet? It's a tough course, but you knew that the squad had a really good shot.
I did not really have a strategy. It was more or less just hit it down the middle of the fairway and hope that I could put something close. I clearly did not do that, but that was my strategy.
I knew the course was playing a little bit shorter, so I just knew that play the course straight and just hit the greens and try to two putt.
Yeah, the course was playing really short, and I was just gonna go in there and have fun and shoot low, and that's what happened.
Well, something I talked with Coach about was trying to peak at the right time, and as a team, the guys showed up and got a chance to qualify at the state's highest tournament. How do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like the squad is peaking at the right time?
Oh yeah, I feel like we're all getting consistent golf here, and we can do really good at state.
Yeah, I think it was a good time to play well, because I think we shot the school record, so I think that was the meet to do it.
I agree with Graham that we shot the school record, and that was definitely the time for us to do it. Hopefully we can break it again at Elmcrest.
Well, let's talk about Elmcrest. What do you know? I heard from the other guys that it's a tough course, but you guys have had experience on it before.
It's a very short course. It's a lot of driver wedge, so as long as your drivers are set, you can pretty much go wedge into the green and hope for a one putt or two putt. So it's a very low scoring course.
Yeah, it's a shorter course. There used to be trees, but the trees were now not there from a storm, so you just have to hit it straight and hope to hit the greens.
I would compare it to Bent Tree. Just play short. The only tough part would maybe be the greens, which isn't that big of a deal because we work on putting a lot, so yeah.
All right, well, first thoughts that go through your head when you realize, hey, team qualified for state, I got to get back to work because there's not a lot of turnaround. What were you thinking?
I'm excited to go to States first time, but I'm not too nervous about it. Just act like I've done it before.
Yeah, I know it's an important meet, and so we have a couple days to work on our game a little bit and have fun on Friday, Saturday.
Same for me. It's an important meet, and mainly I learned what my mistakes was, and that was just my putting and short game.